The Osgood File. Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. James Foley's execution at the hands of a terrorist who appears to be a British subject has called attention to the number of Westerners who have converted to Islam for the express purpose of joining the fight in Syria. The latest case is an American by the name of Douglas M. McCain. More after this from Charlie. Douglas McCain grew up in Minnesota and loved basketball. He had some minor run-ins with the cops, but last weekend he had a major run-in with Syrian rebels and died in a battle near Aleppo, the latest example of a Westerner to join the fight for the Islamic State.
On his Facebook and Twitter pages, he wrote that he reverted to Islam about 10 years ago, calling that the best thing that he had ever done.
CBS's Bob Orr said his family knew he was religious, but had no idea he'd become an ISIS warrior.
In April of this year, his family knew that he had traveled overseas, and in fact, we think he was in Turkey for a while. But what the family did not know is that apparently he had a growing affinity for ISIS, the terror group operating in Iraq and Syria, and he made his way to the ISIS encampment.
Douglas McCain was one of dozens of U.S. citizens who have joined the fight to establish the Islamic Caliphate. In an ISIS video, we see some of them proudly burning their Western passports.
This is a message to Canada and all the American Tawaghit. We are coming and we will destroy you. We are going for you, Barack Obama.
And while these fighters come from many different countries, they seem to have one thing in common, a fascination with Islam. Although, as CBS's Clarissa Ward observed, an apparently superficial fascination.
Two fighters from Britain reportedly bought copies of Islam for Dummies on Amazon. So clearly, they don't necessarily have a sophisticated understanding of Islamic theology. They're drawn to the idea of becoming warriors.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.